things seem to be working again. Okay, I think the things I had left that I wanted to look at were these arrow ones up here. So this is under still group one. Okay, so first group PHP, and there was one arrow one that I wanted to look at. Okay, so I'm going to go into the browser. And again, I'm doing cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tild, my username, and then cis159s17 is my first folder, and first group PHP is my second folder. And the one I want is error form stew form get.html. And it actually came up. Wonderful. Okay, so what I've got there is I'm putting in the name Anne, and I'm giving a grade of B and saying submit, and it's coming back with an error message. Okay, so it has a error message on line 9 in the error form use get. Okay, so that means I've got to go and track that down. So first I'm going to look at the HTML one, and in the HTML I indeed called error for use get.php using the get method, and I passed over stu name and grade. Okay, so those are the two things that I passed to it, are stu name and grade. Okay, so now if I go to this and look at it, okay, what's the problem?
Oh, there's no dollar sign on for a student name?
Is that no, because that's what I'm passing in. Pardon?
It's the wrong name.
That's right. That's the problem. Is I passed over stu name. So I'm passing stu name and grade, and I acted like I was going to be receiving student name. Okay? So that has to be, yeah.
Is it possible to make that a little bigger? Because I can't really see the punctuation right here.
Yeah, let's see, if I do a control plus, no, apparently it isn't. Anybody see where I can make this bigger? I think there is a way, and I don't remember what it is. Anybody see what it is?
Click on the gear, and then I think you can select font and then change the font size.
Okay. Yes.
Right,
font,
here.
Select font. Yes, good man, thank you. That's better. I knew there was a way to do it, just couldn't remember what it was. Thanks. Okay, so is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the other thing, though, is you really need to have these copied down so that you can bring them up on your own screen. If you put all my examples up on your PHP, then you can get to them. So that, and you can therefore experiment with them. So all mine are up there for you to load down. And I would load them down and then put them up on your PHP. Okay, and then you can look at them along with me. Okay, so again, I was passing Stunade, and that's in fact what I end up calling it here, but I'm saying I'm going to receive, and I'm saying student name, and it says, no, that's not what I sent. So the name has to be the same as what you sent. Okay, so that's why I'm getting the problem, and this is the way it told me. Okay, so if I come down here and look at it, it is on line 9, and undefined index. I'm not sure that's exactly the error message I put up there, but that's frequently my reaction to the error messages, is, okay, you're telling me something's wrong, I understand. And they are telling me that the problem is name. Okay? So, basically, I've got to go back and look at 9, and it tells me the student name is the problem. And then I need to figure out why, and if I go back and look at what I sent Stu name. Okay, so if I go back and look at my HTML page, it will tell me that I sent Stu name, which is not student name, and that's where my problem comes. Okay. So, basically, it gives you an error message. The error message is at least a hint. Okay, it's not as specific as it might be, but it's at least a hint. Okay, I think that finishes off the things that I wanted to look at in group 1. Okay. So I'm going to move on to group 2. And again, it's the second group, PHP. And again, you can go and download those and bring them up so that you will have them as well. Now, 2 of these I'm not really going to look at, but I suggest you look at. Printecho.php and quoteexamples.php. I just went through and tried a whole load of experiments of using print and echo, and a whole load of experiments using single quotes and double quotes. Okay? So I would really suggest that at some point you go through those and kind of look them over. But they're just one line after another of putting in single quotes, double quotes, whatever. And so I'm not going to take the class decided to do it, but I suggest you look at them. Okay, what I want to do is look at a few of these. One of them is addtest.php, and that is simply doing a couple of calculations. Now, the thing I want to point out here is something called a here doc, okay? And here doc is that thing where it says print, and then it goes 3 less than signs, and then I put a word. So what I can do in there is I can, this all becomes one thing, and you'll see me use this frequently. When I've kind of got one thing and I am putting it out as a line that I want to print in this case, or in a minute we're going to look at it where I'm going to put style inside one of those here docs, and I'm going to set up a bunch of lines that have to do with style. So if I run this one, and don't ask me when it's not written down what here doc means. What that is called. I have an aversion to that name for some reason, and I always have to look it up if I am not someplace where I've pulled what it is. I have an aversion to that name. Okay, so there's my results. So I started out, and again, on this one, I've got totally PHP. I did not encase it inside HTML. And again, that's not terribly practical, because if you're putting up a web page, chances are you don't want the whole thing to be PHP. You have a lot of HTML that you want on the page as well. But PHP can be written by itself. Okay? So here I've got a variable X and Y. I'm summing them up and I'm doing the difference. And then I wanted to just put a bunch of stuff I wanted to print. So I said, print all of this. And it does what I said. It printed the 6 plus 12 equals 18. And it printed the 12 minus 6 equals 6. So I just basically put everything I wanted to print there. And it printed multiple lines for me. But I set up the stuff that I wanted to print inside that here doc. And then I had a second one where I set up two lines and didn't use paragraphs but used a BR, and it again followed my instructions. Now, one thing about the here doc is you have to start it out with the three less than signs and then put in a word. Then you have to close it at the end, and the close has to be over against the left-hand margin, and nothing can come before it, okay? So you're happily indenting things, and then suddenly you've got to put this close in over against the left-hand margin, and it just doesn't look right, but anyway, here I indented and then had to put it over, okay? But the close has to be against the left-hand margin. Okay, so that's just a different structure, yeah.
I was just curious about how you get the user to input that, but are you going to go into that later?
How I get the user to input? Well, I mean, input what?
Like integers.
I didn't want them to this time, but we've been doing that. That's how we've been doing it before, with the HTML page to take in the data, pass it to the PHP page. And now, we will talk about how to do that without using two different things, but that's coming later, okay? Mainly because I want to include some other stuff with it. And that's the problem with programming. You can't do it all on the first day or the second day. Okay, so for now, if you wanted the user to enter the data, then you would have to go to having the HTML page where you took in the data from a form, passed it to the PHP, and then it would go up. Okay? So that is the here doc. And as I said, that's kind of a bizarre name. This one, I was simply putting in a calculation where I am basically telling it to add two things and then multiply and put out the answer. And so this is just a sample of a calculation. Okay, and if I want to run this, it's called calc parenthesis. And is simply echoing out that the answer is 21. Okay, so that's a fairly straightforward thing, but I was just going through the fact of how you do a calculation and put in the parenthesis and all that good stuff. Okay, the next one I want to look at is the sentences one. And so I'm going to bring up sentence.html. Okay, so here I have a form that is a lot more complex than my usual form. Okay? So I've got a large form going on here, and I've got a variety of things showing on the form. So if I come over here and bring that up, it is called sentence. I can't spell. .html. Okay, so there's the sentence. And this is what I've got here. Okay, so the first one is a group of select and putting out a bunch of options. And I set size equals 4, which means only 4 of the options are showing. Okay, because size equals 4 means only 4 options are showing. On the next one going down, I'm only showing 1 option. Okay, so if you look at that, I'm only showing 1 option, and I have the downward arrow where I can see all of the others. On the next one, I put up a bunch of radio buttons to make my choices. And on the last one, I made a size of 7, and there are only 7 things, so I'm showing my 7 things there. My 7 different colors. So I'm asking them to choose a noun, a verb, a clause, and a font color. So those are the things that I'm going to be sending over. I'm sending noun, which was up above, verb, clause, and font color. Those are the names that I'm sending. Okay, so I named those, and I'm sending those names. And up above, I am doing that form action. I'm calling mySentence.php, and I'm using the method post. Okay? So again, it's going to call this, and it's sending noun, verb, clause, and font color. Okay? So, if I pick the elephant lumbered down the hill and I'm picking indigo. Okay, so I've got the elephant lumbered down the hill and I'm picking indigo. So now I'm saying send information. And I am getting the elephant lumbered down the hill, and the color there is indigo. So I'm getting the results that I asked for. Okay. So now we'll look at the PHP. Before I do that, though, I want to show you the refresh page that I put at the bottom there. This is a great line to refresh the page, and it's using JavaScript. And I strongly recommend that you copy that line down, or you go and get that line from the page and you remember that line, because it's a great one to put at the bottom of your page, your HTML page, if you want to refresh, meaning get rid of everything I just checked. Okay, so that line, JavaScript location reload true. Okay, so on the page it says refresh page, and the code is JavaScript location reload true. Yeah.
Are there any alternatives to using that line? Because I'm like I'm a anti JavaScript person. But
you're in the wrong field you're an anti-JavaScript person.
Well, I mean, because it forces the user to reveal their IP address. That's why. That's what I was combined letter.
As I said, get over it. There are probably other ways of doing it, yes, but they're going to be a lot more complex. I mean, you can have an HTML, you can just have clears. So you can go in and do, you know, clear them out, but no, that's in JavaScript too. So the clear is all in JavaScript.
It's okay.
Reform. I understand your problem, but I'm afraid the world is against you on this one. Okay, so now I'm looking at sentence, my sentence.php is what I'm calling. Okay, so this one came in, and it is receiving the four things that I sent. Noun, verb, clause, and font color. So then I set up one of these here docs to have the style. And I said, okay, the style that I want to use is color is going to be the font color, and font size is going to be 16. Okay? So, I've set up a variable called myStyle that is going to hold the information that I want to have for my style. And this is a great way to do it. If I had 10 different things that I wanted to do in the style, I'm just putting them inside there. Okay? And then when I come down here, and this time I used print, could have used echo, I'm saying print, and I want to set up a division, and the style is going to be that style. Okay, so I've taken and I'm mixing HTML in there inside my PHP. And I'm saying I want to print out a division and I want the style of that division to follow the style that I've set up in my style. And then I said print noun, verb, clause, and then close division. Now, because I didn't put any move down to the next line, as you saw, this all printed on one line. Okay? I used separate print statements for each thing, but I didn't have to. It all printed on one line. So send information, that's what I wanted to have. It all printed on one line. Okay, so the elephant is the noun, woman is the verb, that down the hill is the clause, and the color is indigo, because that's what I sent over. Questions?
Actually, is this what you want us to do with the assignment due tomorrow?
Well, nothing's due tomorrow, so... the assignment that's due next Thursday, yes, there's a memo, and I want you to follow this kind of guideline to do the memo. But that's not due till a week from this Thursday. Because it's posted for this week, so it's due the following week Thursday. Yeah.
What does it mean, or what does it do when you have DIV, like, in your script?
That's the HTML statement.
Division, right?
Yeah, right. It's the HTML division. So I'm incorporating here some HTML, some CSS, because style equals is I'm incorporating CSS. So this whole sequence is using HTML, CSS, JavaScript that I used back on the one where I collected the information, and PHP. So I'm mixing them all together to get my result here. Okay? And there's a lot of that that goes on, that you basically, your web page is going to have HTML, CSS, JavaScript, PHP. Okay? It's all going on. Questions? Yeah.
Could you have used a class instead of put in like the styling?
Yes. Yeah, I could have used the glass and yes. And I think there's some other examples coming up where I've done that. But yeah, this one I was basically trying to illustrate using the here dock, so that's why I chose to do it that way. Okay. Actually, I think I took a picture of that. Sentence con is basically the same thing. The only thing I did here is I said I want to print out the noun followed by the verb followed by the clause. Okay? And I did it all on one line.
Oh, professor?
Just one second.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. I just want to, while I'm remembering. So on this one, because I printed them all concatenated, I have the ran have a space in front of it. So all of these words, so I have the elephant and then lumbered, I have a space embedded in the beginning there. I could have embedded the space at the end on the noun. But I embedded the space, and when you dive down and look at the clause, I also embedded the space. Okay? So using the concatenate, it would have concatenated and I wouldn't have any spaces in between, but by embedding the space in the literal, I then have the space that I want in between the parts. Okay, yeah, question.
Well, actually, I felt this was kind of important to mention, but there's a weather advisory, 2 to 4 inches, 4 to 5 inches.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, there is. Yes, I noticed that since I'm traveling an hour north and into where it's heavier. Okay.
Drive slow.
Okay, the other one that I want to look at is a payrollbasics.html, and I want to look at a few of those. Okay. So again, what I'm doing is I've got some color in this one, and I am gathering three pieces of information. I'm gathering employee name, pay per hour, hours worked. Notice that in a lot of these, apparently I originally wrote this in XHTML because I have that br space slash that is a requirement of XHTML. Doesn't do any harm to have it here. And basically I apparently just didn't go back and change. But the VR could just be VR. Okay, I never need that slash. That was XHTML. XHTML required that every tag have a close. And the way they made it so the VR, which doesn't have a close, so they basically said if you write VR space slash, then it's both an open and a close and it meets our requirements. Don't even ask me my opinion on it. I'm sure I share your opinion of it. Okay, VR, and then in XHTML, they use the VR with the slash. Whoops. And in fact, input type, they also put a slash there because there's no close for that. So that slash there is not needed. unless you're writing in XHTML, and I didn't put any XHTML up there, so I clearly was not looking for XHTML. If you put the doc type statement there, then it will use HTML5. If you put the four lines that you copy and paste, it will make XHTML. If you just put HTML, it uses a generic HTML. Okay? So this one is going to call payrollcalc.php. Okay, so I'm going to call that. So payrollcalc.php is here. Now on this one, I did something a little bit different in style-wise. I put some PHP at the top before I even started the HTML. And I put all of the things that I was receiving from the HTML page up there. And I also put the calculation up there. So before I went into the HTML, I put the PHP up at the top. And some people like to do that. Other people incorporate it. It doesn't matter. I'm just showing you a variety of style. Okay, so you can do it that way if you want to. So I did my, take in my data up there. I did my calculation up there. Then I started the HTML. And when I started that, I also included some CSS in there. And then I came down and did the PHP. Now on this one, when I did the PHP, I started and I put out payroll calculation results, and then I said that this is going to be a division, here's the literal employee name. Then I switched over to PHP to echo out one of the things I received. And then I got out of the PHP, went back into HTML and put up some BRs and the word pay. Went back into PHP and echoed out the result of my calculation. Got out of PHP and did the, got out of the div. So I basically, only when I absolutely had to use PHP did I go into PHP, and I went in and out. Okay? And again, it's a style thing, depending on what you like, doing these. So the first one was, I think, payroll basics, was it? Pay basics? Anybody got it in front of them?
Payroll basics.
Payroll basics. Okay, so I asked for an employee name, pay per hour, hours worked. Okay, so that then I click on the button and it comes up, and there is when I said put out the employee name, there's John, and when I said put out the result of the calculation, there's the 2500. Okay. And then I had a variety of these. This one also takes the things in on the top, but this one does a formatting of the pay. So I said I want the format to be a dollar sign concatenated with pay, and I wanted to have a number format to two decimal places. So that allowed me to format the pay. And so when I run this one, this one is called Payroll Basics 1. and the result of that one comes up with the formatted pay. Okay? So I put out the dollar sign, and then I said number format, put out the contents of pay to two decimal places. Okay? So it gave me the number format, which got me the comma and everything in between, and it gave me the thing set formatted for pay. And I called that pay format. Okay, I meant to mention that pay was the result of my calculation, then I said pay format. Okay. And frequently people do that. They don't format in the same place they do the calculation. For one reason, that keeps the pure number there if you want to use it for something else. And the formatting is just done separately. And so what I displayed was pay format, if you look down at the bottom. Okay, the next one of that is PayCalc 2, and this one just brought the stuff down inside.
Sorry?
So, this one, instead of putting the information at the top, I brought it down and put it inside the body. So my PHP is there, and again, I did it at the beginning of the body, my definitions, but my PHP is now embedded in the body, and it works the same way. And then the third one, I'm trying to remember what I did there. Okay, on the third one, I did more of the PHP, I included more of. And I've got Echo, and then VR, VR, put out the pay, and I did the VRs with the Echo statement. So I didn't go in and out of PHP, I went into PHP once to print out the employee name and the pay format. And the fact that I wanted to do something in between, I included in the PHP, so I didn't go in and out. Okay, so that's just a slightly different format. And all of these things are about style. And if you develop a style that you're comfortable with, then you basically can go with that style. Okay, what I want you to do for the next half hour, and we will continue with it on Thursday, is the quiz that I put out there. Which is basically trying some of this stuff. I think it's the second quiz, week two quiz. Okay, so I said, I've got two of them in here. I've got two things if you unzip this. One of them is fix the problem. It's made up of fix one HTML, fix one PHP. And the other one I said, look at this third one we just looked at and make changes so the all the code in the body is one PHP routine. So I want to have body, enter PHP, everything done in PHP, close PHP, close body. So I want everything done in PHP. Okay, so that third one that we just looked at, I want to modify it so that everything is done in PHP. Okay, so unzip these. You should have a fixed one HTML and a fixed one PHP. Put them up at your site and then fix them and get them to work. Yeah.
I don't have the last bio you showed, that the third one.
You don't have the third one?
No.
Oh, wasn't I clever again? Okay. I will put it up tonight, but in the meantime, I will print it out for you. The same as two, so if you have two, it's all right.
Okay.
It just has one thing that's different. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. So we'll go with 16. I also want to do an attendance sheet, so let's start that around, okay? So that means things like the header and everything else have to go out in one PHP. And that is not a big problem. I mean, that presumably is fairly straightforward.
HTML,
I think the biggest problem is the first one where you've got to debug it. And debugging is always challenging.
Is there an HTML file from Payroll Basics 2? The same exact thing as Payroll Basics 3?
No, I think there's a little bit of difference. Well, the HTML, yeah.
So I can just work off of what example they have now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the HTML, I mean, the only difference is it calls 3 instead of 2. Basics 3 is just that, where it says perform 3 instead of saying perform 2.
Where do we get the sign?
Somehow I didn't count right. Did everybody get a copy of this? No. You haven't got that,
right?
You can
give us one extra, but I don't know.
Okay, pass it forward.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Travis.
That's right.
You got it?
Yeah.
But he doesn't, right?
Yeah.
All right, is somebody else missing this? Because I thought I counted right.
I gave him mine. So.
Would you like one?
Yeah. Confusion.